Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I said hello.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they have locations in both North and South Naperville. Give them a call and order the best pizza in the southwest suburbs. Bricconi's, 630-717-953. NaperSettlement.org. I'll serve as Limousine, where service is their middle name. Check out 877-GET-LIMO for a fun and wild ride for you. I'll serve as Limousine. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Dolly McCarthy Show.
Paul Harvey, good day.
I love my aunt Dolly.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. And this show is brought to you live every week, every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. But you can also catch it in Chicago at 89.9 FM, as well as on TUIville Radio and Slam Internet Radio and WCKG. You can log on anywhere from your smartphone or your home computer. You can catch the show on the road, in your car, wherever. We're spreading the love all over the place. And speaking of spreading the love, we've got some lovely guests on the show today. It's going to be indeed a very good show. I've got Tina Lilly, my old gal pal. I shouldn't say old gal pal. She's younger than me. She's just goes way back. We go way back to my days at Mother Theodore Guerin High School on Chicago's Northwest Side, which is now called Guerin Prep. She's coming out in just a few minutes to talk about something that's going to make you laugh. And for a good cause. So I hope that you will come out and support this. Tina will talk more about what I'm talking about here. I don't want to give it away. I'm going to have Tina on. she'll be on in just a few minutes. And I'm really, really excited to have on Dawn Cobell. She is with Girls in the Game. It's a non-for-profit. I want you all to know more about this exciting non-for-profit. It's doing wonderful things for our girls. And being that I am a mother of four daughters, I'm very, very interested in this for sure. So please tune in. Even if you don't have girls, you might have granddaughters. You might have, you might be an aunt to a daughter or to a, listen to me. You might be an aunt to a girl, obviously. an aunt to a daughter. That made sense. We all have an interest in bringing up our girls and making them feel confident and happy, and this non-for-profit is definitely working every day just for that. They got a fundraiser coming up, and I invited Dawn Gobel on the show to talk more about it. And last but not least, oh my goodness, so exciting here. You know who's on the show today? I'm going to give it away because it's been all over my social media. It's only been all over my social media for the last 2 weeks. I'm so excited to have Ty Bates on the show. He is, oh, I just got a text from my, you know, this studio is brought, Ty Bates, before I lose my train of thought, Ty Bates, great country singer, songwriter. You know, I love it when they write their own songs. He's coming on the show today too. You don't want to miss it. One of my new favorite songs that I'm obsessed with, if you've been following me on social media, I am obsessed. Okay, I will admit it. I will be the first to admit it, even though all my girlfriends tell me, you are obsessed. I am obsessed with Maroon 5 and their song Sugar. Okay, anyway, what I was telling you is I just got a text from Nick Mirage. Nick is telling me to back off the mic. My levels are too high. I run my little mixer here, run the board here, and Nick from Creative Digital Masters, they're the ones that put together my lovely studio here, and he gives me little text to help me out along the way. So I hope I'm not hurting anybody's ears here. I'm backing off the mic. Am I okay there, Nick? Are we good? I've got a new mic here, so I hope you can hear me better. And so we had Nick. Thank you, Nick. Anyway, so what I was saying is Ty Bates, great country singer. I lost my train of thought. But thank you, Nick. We're all good. Hey, this show is also partly brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. They are pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They serve Naperville families and beyond, businesses as well. For over 13 years, they've been doing this, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. And I am a proud customer of this fine alarm company. They put an amazing alarm in my house. I feel very, very safe. And not that I wasn't feeling safe before, but I had a little scare. A little weird thing happened. We'll talk about it another time. But I put this alarm in my house. And you know what I love about it? I can see who comes and goes in my house. You can see from your smartphone. There's text you get that lets you know when the door's open, what door's open, what window's open. It's amazing. So you have peace of mind. Not that we're, you know, freaking out here. Not that I'm worried, but it just gives me that little bit of peace of mind. And if you have children, you know when you're my college student, my Jimmy, has been home. He's leaving today, going back to University of Wyoming. I'm a little sad about that one. Very sad about that. I'm going to miss him. I won't see him till June. But, you know, he's been here for Christmas break a month. And, you know, the college kids, you can't really tell them they have a curfew anymore. So, but I will say this. I wake up in the morning and I see that, I see what time he came in. So that's thanks to NapervilleAlarm.com. Because when he comes in, the alarm goes off. He has to reset it and I get a text. So, I know when he came home next morning. Crazy. These college kids, they don't sleep. Well, anyway, thank you, NapervilleAlarm.com. If you want to check out an alarm system to suit your family needs, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you'll get 20% off installation. You can visit NapervilleAlarm.com and say hi to my buddy, Mike Kennedy, over there. Mike takes such good care of me. And you know what? I'm nothing special. He'll do it to you, too. He's a great guy. Well, like I said, we have a great show in store, and we want to make you laugh. First and foremost, before we get to our first guest, my buddy, Tina Lilly over at Garen Prep, my old high school, I want to mention, you know, the Dolly McCarthy Show is now a sponsor this year of the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. We are thrilled to be partnering with them and being a sponsor of this show. It's especially February 6th is the Chicago Auto Show First Look. It's a black tie affair. It's only about $250 a ticket, but all the proceeds go to these 18 different charities. And one of the charities is one that the Turning Point Autism Foundation. They're based here in Naperville. I'm going to do a shout out to my friend Walter Johnson, who actually is the CEO of Turning Point, and he's actually going to be on the show next week to talk more about it. So we're thrilled to be part of this effort to promote the Chicago Auto Show. I mean, you know, I love cars. I grew up with five brothers, and my dad and my brothers were always rebuilding cars in the garage. So this is kind of fun for me to see all these big muscle cars and things coming up and to dream a little. So the Chicago Auto Show is February 14th through the 21st, 9 in the morning till 10 at night. And then again on February 22nd from 9 in the morning till 8 at night. It's only $12 for adults. It's a cheap day. You could spend the whole day there. It's so cheap. $12, that's cheap. $6 for kids and seniors, and anyone under is free. So that's all taking place February 14th to the 21st. I will be floating around there, so hopefully I run into you. Hopefully you see me. Hopefully I see you. So check out the Chicago Auto Show. Oh, I forgot to mention, we're giving away free tickets to the Chicago Auto Show for every week from here on out. So listen in and find out how you can win tickets. But definitely I'm going to count all my social media fans. If you send me a message on Facebook or Twitter or you retweet, your name goes in the bucket. I should say the Dally McCarthy Show mug. And you will definitely be in the running to get some free tickets to this Chicago Auto Show. Although I have to say these tickets are pretty cheap. The Dally McCarthy Show is also brought to you by Divine Beauty Lux Spa. They are your spray tanning sunless professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out Divine Beauty Lux Spa or give them a call at 630-585-7122. Stay out of the sun. That's what keeps us young. Tina Lilly from my favorite. Oh, Tina, are you there? I think I picked
I'm
you
here.
Up already.
Oh, yay.
No, I'm here.
Tina Lilly.
I'm here.
Tina Lilly is the Director of Alumni Relations. She and I stay in touch. She doesn't want me to lose touch with my old high school. I certainly would never lose touch with that, especially with Tina around. She is such a delight. And she's on the show today. She's going to tell us how, Tina, how are you going to make us all laugh? What do you got in store for us?
Well, Garen Prep is hosting for the first time. Garen, it's called Laugh Fest. And we have a great lineup of comedians that are going to be here on Saturday, February 7th at the high school. Some names that you're probably very familiar with, Pat Tomasulo and Annabelle Aval from WGN News. Jim Flanagan from The Improv, Jeannie Dugan from Laugh Factory, and Michael Isaac from Zany. So this is a fundraising event on Saturday, February 7th. Doors open at 6:30. The event starts at 7:30 p.m. at the high school in our auditorium. So it's a great night. Everyone is so excited. It's open to, you know, family, alums, community, anyone that wants to come out, you know, and warm up at Garen Prep. You know, we'll have some good times and a lot of laughter.
Absolutely. You have quite the lineup there. My goodness, last month I was over at Holy Cross, I shouldn't say Garen Prep, but we were in the old Holy Cross gym.
The gym.
And you guys got some big names. You got Dan Hampton and
Steve
McMichael.
Yep.
And now you've got Anna Balabal and Pat Tomasulo from WGN. I'm just doing what Anna does. Anna Balabal. So you've got some big names, you know. All of this is to benefit your booster club, your athletic booster club, right? And I think
correct.
I've read that you're to offset the cost of prom. What are the costs for a prom ticket these days?
Oh, good. I believe they're about $90 because we're trying to, you know, offset some of the costs. You know, if we can lower the price for our kids to come out. Because you remember back in, you know, days of Mother Garen, it was, you know, the prom dress and the hair and the, I mean, everything, yeah. You know, just, you know, the whole high school experience and, you know, and having, you know, fun with your friends. And that's something that you're going to, you know, remember when you're an alum and then you're coming back to Garen Prep to help support, you know, the kids again once at, you know, 80th and Belmont that are here today.
Absolutely. Garen Prep on the northwest side of Chicago. Well, it's not in Chicago, it's in River Grove, but just right across the border, right just west of Harlem there in my old neighborhood. And so great fundraiser. Hope you all can come out. I'll be there. It's called Laugh Fest. It's a comedy show. Pat Tomasulo, Anna Balaval, and lots of other great local comedians. And it's this Saturday, February 7th.
Correct.
My goodness. That's going to be a busy weekend for sure. We got the auto show on Friday night. And then we've got Garen Prep on Saturday night. I'm going to keep you all so busy. You know, I have so many great memories at Garen, and prom was probably one of the best memories. And, you know, this is good that you guys are doing this because nobody should miss their prom. You got to go. Even if you don't have a date, go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is great.
And you know what? And Dolly, you know, if people are interested, you know, they can purchase tickets ahead of time, you know, online through our GarenPrep.org website. The tickets are only $20. It's so reasonable, you know, reasonable for, you know, our guests. It's $20 in advance and $25 at the door. We'll have food, you know, we'll have drinks, and it's just going to be an all-around good evening.
All right. That sounds so much fun. Are you going to go up and do a little stand-up? Who's going to be he's going to be doing some,
not
some
me.
Stand-up from Garen?
I think we'll keep that a surprise.
Do you know, I was asked by Blessings in a Backpack to do some stand-up for them, but this is supposed to be an event on February 6th. I'm already committed to going to the auto show, First Look, Black Tie Affair. So I can't do it, but could you believe it? Someone asked me to do stand-up comedy. I thought, oh, my goodness.
I believe it. You'd be
funny.
Great at
I'm
it.
Funny in a weird way, you know, but I'm like, maybe I need to work on it. I got to come up with a little act. Maybe next year it'll be Garen Prep and Dolly McCarthy Show. We'll raise a lot of money. This is great. This is really, really reasonable. $20 for tickets, and it's all to benefit the Athletic Booster Club over at Holy Cross. Hey, how's our Holy Cross teams doing? Do you guys still call them the Crusaders?
The football team this year, on behalf of our 10-year anniversary of being Garen Prep, the football team are the Crusaders. They are the Garen Prep Crusaders, absolutely.
Otherwise, they're the Gators? Are we still the Gators?
Yeah, we've been the Gators, yeah. But the Crusaders are back, you know, to honor our Holy Cross alumni. And it was a great season. The boys came out in the red and gray uniforms. It was a throwback year. Everyone had a great time. And we're looking forward to the many, many years to come at 80th and Belmont.
All right. I love that, 80th and Belmont. Now, you've got kind of a celebrity coach over there. You know, when I was walking the halls of WGN, I see this guy coming at me, and I'm looking at him like, you look familiar. Hey, are you the Holy Cross High School or the Garen Prep? I keep doing this. Just shoot me now. Sorry. I keep messing this up. I keep calling it Garen and Holy Cross, but it's Garen Prep. They combine people. Anyway, I see this coach and I'm like, you're the coach for, you know, Garen Prep. Oh, yeah, I am. Next thing you know, I'm doing traffic on GN, and he's one of the hosts with Dan Hampton and who was it? Surratt.
Jesus Michael?
Judge Surratt. Judge Surratt. So tell us about this coach. Why is he special?
Glenn Kozlowski, you know, former Bear football player. He joined us last year, and he is now the head football coach of the Garen Prep Crusaders. And he's made such an impact here, you know, rallying the boys, you know, building our program, getting people more involved. And, you know, everyone is so excited that he's back. Everyone knows, you know, Glenn Kozlowski. So, again, you know, I can't, you know, say anything better than about what's going on at Garen, and there's new things coming, you know, in the future, and I just want everyone to just, you know, pay attention to what's happening here in River Grove at Garen Prep High School.
Look out, St. Pat. Does Garen Prep play St. Pat's High School?
No, we're in a different conference this past year. We moved to a different conference, so actually our rival is Elmwood Park High School.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think I ever remember us playing them. That's new.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's changed over the, you know, back and forth the past couple of years, and now we are, you know, we're in our conference, and we just started that this past fall, and next year, you know, we're ready to take on those the football teams again, and we're going to come out strong.
Yeah. Are a lot of how many kids are on the football team? Would you say? I probably should have the coach come on and talk about this.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, that'd probably be a good idea. Next Thursday, we'll get Glenn Kozlowski on the phone with you, and he can fill you in more about, you know, the fabulous things that are going on in the football program.
Yeah, you know, Glenn is hilarious. When I was listening to him on the radio, this was around the time when the Bears had lost their final game, and Glenn was so, he was like Dan Hampton. He was so passionate. I love a guy that just tells it like it is. He's not afraid to just come out there, and he's kind of funny things that he says. I don't think he realizes how funny he is, but it was really interesting and enjoyable and entertaining to listen to Glenn Kozlowski. So where is Glenn? Is he still on the radio anymore now that 87.9 or what is it? The game was 80, 7.8. It's now off the air. I wonder where Glenn is when he's not roaming the halls at Garen Prep. And
oh, I think he's got plenty of, yeah, he's a busy man.
We'll have to have him on the show, but all right.
Absolutely.
So how's everything else over at my favorite old high school, Garen Prep?
We're doing very well. We just, we have, like I said, you know, I know we talk all the time. We have so many, you know, fun things coming up here, you know, at the school besides, you know, Laugh Fest. We do Candlelight Bowls. We just, this past weekend, you know, we honored a Mother Garen alum, Lynette Krzyzewski. She was probably around maybe your time when you were here, class of 1989. We inducted her into the Hall of Fame. And, it was just celebrating the Mother Garen, you know, we saw Holy Cross and Mother Garen has made Garen Prep, and just honoring and celebrating the legacies of both schools. And as long as, you know, Garen Prep, we will always have Mother Garen and Holy Cross, you know, alumni, you know, participating and helping out to support the good works of this school.
Well, Tina, you're doing a fine job spreading the good word, as my dad used to say, spread the good word about Garen Prep. And I love it when I get these texts from Tina. Hey, can I come on the show tomorrow? And, you know, we just make it happen. Anything for Garen Prep. We love Garen Prep. And keep up the good work. I will see you February 7th. And I hope all of you will come and join me for Laugh Fest. It's a comedy show at Garen Prep High School. I wonder if they'd be poking fun of the nuns. Remember Sister Clutch? Sister Clutch. God bless her.
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness. You know, I could probably do some stand-up that night talking about Sister Clutch in my memory.
Absolutely. Maybe, like you said, that's just another show.
That's another show. Garen Prep and Dolly McCarthy. Next year, a sold-out show. No, I'm kidding. February 7th, guys. The doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 in the auditorium, which looks amazing still. And they're only $20 in advance, $25 at the door. And check them out. What's that online? Where can they go online again, Tina, to get tickets?
GarenPrep.org.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Tina. Have a good one. Say hi to my
Garen Gator. Thanks, Sally. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but Dolly is a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rent on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Dolly is a girl's best friend.
Do, 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 do. Thank you so much. That was Angela Monroe who sent that to me. Thank you, Miss Monroe out there. Thank you for that song. It's so fun. I love it. You know, later on, you're going to hear a little bit of Elvis. I love to play a little Elvis. You would have been 80, I should say. We'll play some Elvis for you. You get some requests sometimes, you know. Hey, real quick, my next guest is coming on very, very soon. We got Dawn Cobell, who is the Senior Development Manager at Girls in the Game. I can't wait to talk to her. But real quick, quick announcements. Sullivan Steakhouse in Naperville is going to be tempting your senses on Wednesday, January 28th at 7:30 for their, get ready for this, aphrodisiac blindfolded dinner. Have you ever heard of such a thing? This sounds really fun. It's inspired by the 50 Shades of Grey movie, which next month I am putting together. We are, you know, thank God I can help you. We're putting together a fun night out for Dolly McCarthy Show listeners to go see 50 Shades of Grey. We did this for when Sex and the City 2 came out. We had a blast. We had three trolleys filled with fun, loving gals. And there were a few guys there, too. We had so much fun. So we're doing it again for 50 Shades of Grey movie. That's going to be in February when the movie comes out. But Sullivan Steakhouse in Naperville is having this blindfold is optional, I should say. And they promised to have some mouth-watering dinner menu items. It's only $69 per person with an optional wine pairing of $25. That's a pretty good deal. And they're also giving away some enticing gifts for those indulging for the night. So make your reservations. All seats are limited. 630-305-0230. You know I'm going to be there. I'm going to look up this menu to tell you that one of the items on the menu, well, of course, they're going to have a steak fillet, but they've got this king crab cocktail with avocado and pink brandy sauce. It's to die for. It really is good. And then they're going to have an option for those of you that don't want steak. You can have salmon, which is one of my favorite dishes over there. And I'm a big salmon person. But anyway, check them out. SullivanSteak.com. Let's see. You can also give them a call at 630-305-0230. You don't have to have a date. You can bring your girlfriends and have a great time. So I will be there. Look for me. Say hello. I can't wait to go to this thing. This is next Wednesday, folks. January 28th at 7:30, Sullivan Steakhouse in Naperville. What a great date night that would be. Wouldn't it be kind of fun to have a blind date on that blindfolded aphrodisiac dinner at Sullivan's? Okay, I'm probably crazy. All right, real quick, Naperville Trolley and Tours is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They offer four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
I said hello.
Ty Bates, singer, songwriter, country star, rising country star, is going to be on the show in just a little bit. But first, I want to introduce you to someone very special who's doing some great things for girls. You know, I have four daughters, so this is huge for me. And thousands of girls have taken part in this, something called Girls in the Game. You can check them out while you're listening to the show, www.girlsinthegame.org. And joining me this morning is Dawn Cobell. She's the Senior Development Manager for Girls in the Game. Hey, Dawn.
Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having
me. Now, this is a Chicago. Can you come a little closer to your phone? I can barely hear you.
Sure. Is this better?
There we go. A little bit
okay.
Better. Nick, if you're listening, give me some tips on how to handle this one. Not you, Dawn. My mixer trying to make you louder. Oh, there you go. You're much better now.
Okay.
So Dawn, let's talk about this. This is a Chicago-based not-for-profit, but now you sent me an email the other day saying that it's going to be spreading now across cities in America. So let's talk about, first and foremost, what is Girls in the Game all about and how did this get started?
Girls in the Game, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary year this year, so we're very excited about that. And as you said, we have been primarily based in Chicago during that time. We provide sports, health, and leadership programming to girls ages 7 to 18 all over the city. And we do it through after-school programs, one-day events, teen programs, and summer programs. So our programs are structured to keep girls involved year-round and hopefully get them involved when they're young and allow them to develop in our programs until they're teenagers. Our programs are a little unique because we use sports as a tool to not only teach girls how to get active and get moving, but also use it as a springboard to teach them really important life lessons like teamwork, how to lose gracefully, how to try something new. And that's what a lot of people think of when they think of Girls in the Game. But we teach a lot more than sports. If a girl takes part in any Girls in the Game program, she's going to learn sports, but she's also going to learn some social and emotional health components as well. We talk about things like body image, nutrition, healthy relationships, bullying. As everyone knows, childhood obesity is a huge problem in this country, and it continues to rise. So giving kids access to sports and being active is really important, especially girls who don't always have access to joining sports teams at schools simply because they often just don't exist. So our girls do learn to be part of a team, and they get those benefits, but they also work on making themselves stronger individuals, learning how to use their voice, and ultimately helping to create change in the lives of those around them. by the time girls reach the teen squad program, which is the final pinnacle that they can reach with us, they get trained on our curriculum and actually go out and lead workshops that are just the same as we would teach after school programs to elementary and middle school girls. They teach them to girls in their own communities. So it's a really good role model for the younger girls to see someone who is a lot like them, may come from the same neighborhood, and realize that these girls have developed these strengths through being part of our program. And the teen girls actually earn college scholarship dollars while they're doing that, while also realizing their potential to become leaders during those years when they're making really important choices about their futures.
Wow, that's really amazing. This started
it's kind of a mouthful,
20...
Dolly. I apologize.
Well,
it's a lot.
I followed you because this is really something. Okay, so it started like 20 years ago. So you've got
mm-hmm.
girls that have gone through this. And
mm-hmm.
what age do they start? You said
7 years old.
Middle school years? Oh, they're seven.
Yep. Yeah, we have elementary and middle school after school programs available, and our summer camp also takes girls as young as seven.
And then what about when they get into high school?
When they get into high school, that's when they reach the teen squad program that I was just speaking about. That's when they can earn the college scholarship dollars. We take them on campus tours. They go into professional workplaces and do what we call leader-to-leader interviews, which is when a panel of professionals in a corporate environment sit down across the table from the teen girls. They give them bios, and the teen girls actually create specific questions to interview those particular professionals, getting to know about their backgrounds, choices they made when they were going to college, and kind of how they ended up in the professions that they did. And it's really eye-opening for those girls because, you know, a lot of us ended up in jobs that weren't necessarily what we studied in college. So it's really important for them to hear things like that as they're making choices about what to study in school, what school to attend, just knowing that you're going to be a lifelong learner and it's not necessarily this next step or decision that you make that's going to define who you are for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Wow, right on. Now, who started all of this? Did you start this? Who started this?
I did not start it. I wish I could take credit for that. About in 1995, we weren't called Girls in the Game. We were called a Sporting Chance Foundation. And the founding board members basically attributed their success as professional women to taking part in team sports as they were growing up. And since they knew that sports and fitness were such an important part of their lives and helped them gain confidence, they wanted to be able to impart that to more girls. And when they took a look around the landscape of Chicago, they were sad to realize that there were almost no opportunities for girls at that time to be involved in sports, whether it's a team sport or, you know, just a social group setting in any way. So when the organization started in 1995, they served about 100 girls that year, and it was primarily a sports-based organization. And as the group grew over the next few years, the staff listened to what the girls were saying, and the girls loved learning all these sports and getting to play, but they also wanted to talk because it's an all-girls setting, so they feel more comfortable talking about things. They wanted to talk about the issues that face them, and so that's where the social and emotional components started to develop, and now it's become such a huge part of what we do.
Wow, 35,000 girls in just 20 years that you've had an impact on. And think about it, those 35,000 girls, their reach beyond your group, your circle, their inner circle, they're out there in the world, 35,000 of them. Do they come back, the girls that have graduated on, do they come back and mentor the younger ones?
They do. We actually have a really good relationship with a lot of our, especially recent alumni, I'd say within the past 10 years. But one of the very first girls to enroll in Girls in the Game is now a member of our advisory board, and will actually be speaking at our...
Success stories. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's so many success stories. I mean, it's really incredible, and it's great to watch these girls grow up and go to college and, you know, move on to professional careers. But for me personally, what's more impactful is hearing them talk about how shy and nervous they were when they first walked into their first day of programming and how much more they gained confidence and gained their voice over the years of being involved in the programs. And if they wouldn't have gained that confidence, they may never have taken the chance of going to college out of state or, you know, looking into a new career field that they didn't know anything about. So I think the impact that we make on girls is sometimes very obvious, but more often than not, I think, deeper than most people realize.
Absolutely. Wow. So you cover sports, keeping these gals healthy and active, and teaching them about team-building skills, being a part of a team, and then they get the added benefit of learning about being a leader and learning about life and taking care of their bodies and basically respecting their bodies, as my mother would say. And a shout out to my old high school. We were just talking to Tina Lilly from my old high school. The nuns used to say to us Catholic girls sitting in our desk, respect your bodies. Respect your bodies.
It's true.
And I mean, it's, you know, at that time what they meant, but today what we really mean.
Yeah, very different.
And we mean respecting your body, taking care of your body. You know, the nuns just say too, your body is a temple. You know, so I love how you guys cover all the bases, if you will, you know, mm-hmm. no pun intended, with the girls in the game. And I just loved it. I came across this information through a friend on LinkedIn. Actually, it was Peggy Kaczynski, who's a great sports anchor in Chicago.
And one of our board members. She's phenomenal.
She, you know what? Say hi to her for me. I ran into her at Bears practice early in the season, and I really admire that woman. Talk about a woman, a real go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a man's world. And this is something that these young ladies will grow up and find out that it's not just a man. It's not a man's world anymore. You got to take the bull by the horns and have the confidence and do it and believe you can do it and be your own advocate. And, you know, this is just amazing. I love this group. So it's called Girls in the Game. We've been talking to Dawn Cobell. She's the Senior Development Manager for Girls in the Game. You've got a big gala coming up on it's the 20th anniversary of Girls in the Game. Tell us more about that event and how people can get tickets if they're interested in going.
Absolutely. The event will be held on February 26th at the Chicago Marriott on Michigan Avenue. And every year at our gala, we include girls from our program so you can hear directly from them in their own words the impact the programming is having. This year, we're also bringing back a lot of alumni to speak, so you can hear some of those success stories firsthand. And then we also honor what we call champions. And these are people from different walks of life that kind of exemplify the four pillars of our mission, which are sports, health, leadership, and life. So over the years, we've had Brandi Chastain, the professional soccer player. We've had Ozzie Guillen, a lot of professional business people. And this year, we have an amazing group of champions. We've got Asia Evans, who's a bronze medalist in bobsledding.
Oh. Rochelle
Trotter.
Hey, she was on our show.
Oh, really?
I love Asia. She was on the McCarthy show along with Jackie Joyner. Kirstie, last year.
Oh, hey. That's great.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. They're involved with you guys.
Oh, yeah. We've got Rochelle Trotter, who heads up Charlie Trotter's Culinary Education Foundation. Beth Brooke Marciniak, who is a global vice president at Ernst & Young and started something called the Women's Athletes Business Network, which studies the direct correlation between girls being involved in sports and their progression into professionalism in the boardroom. So it's tied directly into what we do.
Go ahead, Dawn. Sorry.
Oh, well, we also have one more. We have Tatiana McFadden, who's a 3-time Paralympic gold medalist in wheelchair racing. She's super inspirational. So they will all be honored at the event, as well as hearing from girls and alumni directly.
All those gals are going to be at this 20th anniversary gala,
mm-hmm.
Field of Dreams, you're calling it, on February 26th. Tickets are available at girlsinthegame.org/Field of Dreams. Wow, what a lineup of incredible women. I want to come to this.
It's
what time is this thing?
It starts at 6 p.m. It starts at 6 p.m.
Now, and you're also always looking for, I wish I had more time. I want to talk more about these success stories. And, you know, I got to have you back on. But I want to get to the juice of it. You can't accomplish what you've done without volunteers. So you're always looking for new people to get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of people are you looking for and what kind of commitment? What kinds of things can they really do hands-on to really make a direct impact on these young ladies?
We have a lot of volunteer opportunities, and really we try to base it on people's availability and interest levels. We have some corporate volunteer groups that really help us come out during the day. It's tough for some people that work to volunteer at our after-school programs because they typically start at 3 in the afternoon. But if anyone is willing to come and volunteer at any of our programs, we will make the time to orient them and get them involved. If people have time on the weekends, we'll try to find weekend events that we have going on to get them involved. Some people are real big sports enthusiasts and have excelled in college at volleyball or basketball or something, and they want to come and guest coach. We welcome those people because girls get really excited to see faces other than just our coaches all the time. And then some people just want to help out planning a special event, shooting some photos for us, or helping out in the office. We are open to having any kind of volunteer interest possible.
Now, your office is located on Randolph Street in Chicago, my kind of town. And primarily, really quick, last question. I'm running out of time, but Dawn, I want you to stay in touch with me. I want to hear more about Girls in the Game, and I know my listeners are going to want to know more and want to hear some more of your success stories and keep you guys going beyond these 20 years. Congratulations to Girls
Thank
in the
you.
Game. And I'm going to do a shout-out to my friend Peggy Kaczynski, who first made me aware of Girls in the Game. And, man, you know what? I wish I had a clone. I want to do this. I want to be a part of this.
We would welcome you coming out whenever you can, Dolly.
Well, thank you so much, Dawn, and congratulations to you guys again. And come back out. And now I forgot what I was going to ask you, my final thing. But I think we got everything in. So check out girlsinthegame.org. Dawn, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Dolly. You too.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's
Ooh, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Get ready, go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, everybody, we are back. Hey, listen, we're waiting on Ty Bates. He's going to be calling into the show to join us shortly. We cannot wait to talk to this rising country singer. But I first got a song I'm going to play. It's Ty Bates' song, one of my new favorite songs that I'm obsessed with. This is what I was talking about earlier. I'm obsessed with this song. It's so awesome. It's called Running by Ty Bates. It's so sweet. It kind of tugs at your heartstrings, that's for sure. It's about, well, I'm going to let him tell you about it, but I'm going to play it for you. But the other song I'm obsessed with that I was telling you earlier that I got distracted with was Maroon 5. It's called Sugar. Holy cow! Have you seen the video for this song? It is great. Maroon 5 crashes weddings all across L.A. They crash these weddings and they sing at their receptions. How awesome is that? I mean, these guys are amazing. I love Maroon 5, but I'm loving Ty Bates. I'm loving me some Ty Bates. He's coming up soon. First, let me play his song, Running. Here's Ty Bates.
Hold my hand, tell me you love me. Once in a while, you were thinking of me. Can't live without my kiss, without my loving on your lips. She left the key by the front door with not a word. She said it all before, didn't see the warnings of a woman who was letting me know. She was moving on.
that not an awesome song or what? Okay, I got to tell you, I just heard about Ty Bates. What the heck? How am I just finding out about Ty Bates now? I'm loving this new artist. He's joining me now this morning on the Dolly McCarthy Show for the very first time, but not the last time. Girls, he is a hottie, and I got a picture of him. He sent me a picture. Dolly, thanks for the support. Love the show. You are such, and he's such a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart, too. Guess what? He's coming to Chicago. Coming to Chicago this weekend, gals and guys. Guys, he's a guys kind of guy. You hear his mic. And, hey, oops. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Got you, Ty?
Hello?
Oh, he's
yes,
here, girls. Listen to me, girls. Because I know the girls are going to be screaming. Ty Bates is here. He is obviously a country singer, songwriter. We love it when they write their own songs. And Ty, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That is a great song. That was the first song your folks sent me, and it's weird because it takes a while for me to get acclimated to the song, and this week two songs struck me and I'm obsessed with them. I was telling my listeners,
that's awesome.
Running and Sugar, you've heard Sugar from Maroon 5, but we won't go into that. We'll have to come on and spend some time with me. But we got Ty Bates. We're so thrilled to have you, Ty. Great song. Tell us about your start in country music. How did it all begin for you?
I think it's the same as a lot of people. You know, started out singing in churches and talent shows and beauty pageants and everywhere, you know, flea markets, everywhere they'd let me sing pretty much. And then it just kind of kept on morphing. And, you know, we started out in Atlanta, Georgia. We started playing actually country band at the Hard Rock Cafe down there, but it started to catch on. And now we're up here in Nashville and we're giving it a good shot. You know, we recorded that one last year, and we're going to head back in the studio actually in the next month and record some more songs. So keep things fresh.
Yes.
Keep some new music coming.
All right. Awesome. So are you from Georgia?
I'm from Georgia. Matter of fact, the whole band is from Georgia except for our bass player. He's from Alabama. But we're all
southern. Oh, God. Don't make us melt over here. We love our southern boys. Okay, you're playing this week. Let me get this out there. We got to do a shout-out to our friends over at Scooter's Roadhouse. You're going to be there this weekend.
We'll be there Saturday night. That place is always fun and wild.
They're going to be rocking the barn at Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood. Check them out. Dolly McCarthy Show listeners can get in for a special price. You got to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, though. And Ty, I'm hoping to get over there. I got some crazy schedule this weekend, but I'm hoping to get over there and meet you and hear everything running live. But you're playing a lot of dates in Chicago. You're also playing at Toby Keith's, another great bar.
Yeah.
And DC Cobb's and
It's kind of become a second little hub for us. We love it up there in Chicago. Matter of fact, we didn't start going up there until last year, and we made some great friends up there, and they keep wanting us back, so we keep on coming. Fun city.
Good. Well, that's good for us. So let's go back a little bit. So you started out in Georgia, and then you're now in Nashville. Your mom was I heard your mom really who doesn't? Your moms are always the ones that are your biggest fans, but she, as a special
for
fan,
sure,
she recognized your talent and made the time to
she was pushing me early, and and it just kind of, we just kept on going. I mean, she definitely is a big vital in what we do and stuff, and she's gotten us where we are today, and I think it's gotten a little out of her league now, but she's definitely there to give her input still, that's for sure.
What Southern
as
woman sits quietly, you know? Oh, no.
Yeah,
you'll always,
exactly.
Or any woman for that matter. So 2014 marked your debut at the Country Music Association CMA Music Fest in Nashville. By the way, the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're heading down there, and we are going to find you, Ty, and we're going to party with you down there.
Heck yeah.
So tell us about your debut, your self-titled EP, which premiered last fall, 2014?
It took us a while to get it out, but we're pretty happy with the product, and we debuted it on iTunes, and we actually got it up to number 22 on the iTunes charts, for the country charts that day. So we were thoroughly surprised by that, and we're hoping we can do that again, get it on great radio stations like yours, and see if we can hit satellite radio this next year, and just kind of, it should be a big year for us. So we're pretty excited about it.
Well, it definitely is a great EP. I call
Thank
them
you.
Album. Do they call them album still? Yeah, album.
Yeah.
Number 22 again on the iTunes Country Album Chart. Definitely check out Ty Bates. This is a great album, and I'm loving the song "Running." All the other songs are great too, but I just something
Thank
about
you.
"Running." Now you wrote a lot. You either wrote or co-wrote some of these. How about "Running"? Tell us about "Running" and tell us what it's about, and your
well,
part
running,
in writing that.
"Running," I wrote that with a hit songwriter named Steve Dean, and he's got about 7 number one hits, and man, I just love writing with the guy, and I get to do it more than I should probably be able to. But we wrote that one. I had an idea where, some of us have got girlfriends in the band, including myself, and we were on the road all the time. And sometimes you forget why you're doing it. When you're gone so much, everything starts becoming a little blur. But this was just an idea I had, where – your girlfriend's always telling you to pay her a little bit more attention and stuff like that. So this was one of those easy songs. It was easy to write. We just got in there and knocked it out, and we're really happy with how it turned out.
Oh, I think
it just
got
even better once we put the recording down. So it's a fun song to do.
Well, it's one of those, like I was starting to say, when I heard it, I instantly fell in love with it because, with any music, I listen to the words, but country especially, it's
right.
all about the lyrics. And I love when you talked about how she was lonely, she's moving on. And one of the things
yeah.
that really tugged at me, because, I felt your pain, is that all she wanted was a little bit more of your time. Oh,
right.
my God.
Right. Yeah.
That's all
yeah,
she
exactly.
wanted. Just give me some time. And a lot of times girls do that to their boyfriends. They're nagging them. But all they want is a little bit more of your
That's
time.
It.
So don't
That's
take
it.
That for granted. If that lyric, that line's not country, I don't know what is. I love that.
That's right. Heck yeah.
So you've shared the stage with quite a few artists in your short time in country music. You're really making some waves.
We're really trying. I mean, like I said, this year should be even bigger than last year, but we try to, we played as many dates as we could, got on a couple, few stages with some cool people last year, Chris Cagle and Dustin Lynch and people like that. And hopefully this year we can do it again and make some big jumps. And, one of our booking agents, Tracy Dakota, has been a big part of that. And so we've been having a good time. She's been keeping us out there on the road and doing a lot of stuff. So we got to keep on working and building the fan base. And hopefully we're getting new people such as yourself to hear the music and get a good return from it, good feedback from it.
Well, how lucky that I was introduced to you. You definitely are very, very, very talented. And I haven't seen you live yet. I've seen some of your YouTube videos, though. And darn it, I got to get there to that Scooters Roadhouse concert.
Yeah, you do.
You got to see him live. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we like our recordings, but the live show is really where we get to have a good time and get the people to get involved with the music. I mean, I've had the same band for many years now, so it's a lot of fun getting up there with them.
And what is your favorite part about all this? The writing, the singing, the performing? What is it for you?
It all kind of goes together. It's hard to put a finger on it. I love doing the live shows. I mean, that obviously, especially when you have great crowds, I mean, that's what keeps us going. And then, yesterday I wrote some songs with some guys and it was just as fun, you would think, at some points of it. And then, I get to meet new people such as yourself and get to travel around and see places that I wouldn't be able to go to, and and people pay me to do that, and that's pretty crazy. The crazy part to us is we get to go to Chicago and new places, and then not only do we get to go there, but people want to hear us play music, and they give us food and pay us to do this. So it's pretty lucky, you know.
Yes, you are very lucky when you come to Chicago. You're definitely guaranteed some good food.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely good food. Do you have you've been here before, obviously. And so let's see. Let me ask you. I like to ask my guests this, especially ones from out of town. When you come to Chicago, what do you have to have? Is it a food? Is it a place to go?
Well, we've got a really good friend up there. And he the last couple of times has treated us to a place called Q. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I believe it's called Q. It's a really good barbecue place. We eat a lot of barbecue on the road. I mean, a lot of places we play end up being barbecue places. But this place is amazing. Obviously, Scooters has great food. We've done the pizza thing, the hot dogs, the barbecue. We'll pretty much try anything.
You know, we have a queue in Naperville, and we do have a Lou Malnati's pizza in Naperville. Can we get you to come to Naperville next time and hang out with me at the show? I would love that.
Sure, definitely.
We'll go on like a tour of all the great restaurants in downtown Naperville.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Scooter's Roadhouse has some good barbecue, so check out Scooter's Roadhouse for some good barbecue before you hit Ty's concert this weekend, Saturday night. He's going to be raising the roof on the barn. A lot of great, you know, I go to Scooters every now and then, and, you know, it's become a place like Tootsie's in Nashville. A lot of great singers have been there. Like you mentioned, Chris Cagle. We've been lucky to have Chris on the show, meet him over at Scooters, and David Lee Murphy and Dustin Lynch.
Yeah.
So you're in good company over there. A lot of great artists there. Joe Diffie. So I'm thrilled that you've been on this show, and I can brag that Ty Bates has been on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your support, and we really support you, Ty. You really are very talented. Keep it up. And what's next for you? I know you're touring a lot into the summer. You got a lot of dates in Chicago.
Right. Well, we're trying to find that mix of, you know, we do a lot of writing and stuff and get some new product. Like I said, hopefully it'll be in the studio. We've got a few songs we want to put down. Yesterday we want to put them down, you know. So the next thing will be, we keep on playing shows and write some new music, and then we'll get in there and record some music. And obviously CMA Fest will be right around the corner before we know it. And it just doesn't stop. You know, there's one thing after another, and it's all fun. It's all good. And it's work, but that's what we signed up for, and that's what we love doing. So it's hard to work when you really like what you're doing.
Absolutely. You've been blessed to do what you love, and we wish you the very, very best moving on forward. All right, what is your dream concert? Who do you want to sing with? Who do you want to be a part of? Who do you want to tour with?
I've been asked this a lot, and as far as country artists go, I'd really like to do some stuff with Dierks Bentley or Blake Shelton. I'm big fans of both of theirs from way back when. And if it would surprise you, I'd really love to go on tour with Tom Petty. He is. We've got a chance to see him here in Nashville, and we ride down the road and watch his documentaries and stuff on the TV. And he's one of those guys that's been around forever, and it'd be great just to pick his brain and see how he does it for so long. So, and write a song with him. That wouldn't be too bad either.
Okay, Tom Petty, you know what? I got to do a shout out to Tom Petty. We got to make this happen. We got to get you both on the show. I was just telling someone yesterday, my very first album of all time. Not many people could brag about this. My very first wasn't like, I'm not even going to say names. I don't want to insult anybody. But my first album was Tom Petty, and I still have it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I'm
wow.
Tom Petty. He's a guy's guy. True. I mean, guys love him, but the girls love him. His music is, everybody loves his music, all generations. So he's kind of like right up here with the Rolling Stones. So very cool to hear that you said that. So, Ty Bates, thanks for coming on the show. We're out of time, but I want to invite you back on. Will you come back on? You got some dates coming up.
Anytime.
And we want to talk more. We want to learn more about you, but first, okay. I wanted to introduce you to everybody on the show, get the basics, and check out Ty over at Scooter's Roadhouse this weekend. And I'm going to play Runnin' again because I'm obsessed with this song. But there's so many great songs that you have.
Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, Ty. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, my goodness. What a great guy. Oh, my God. I love that Ty Bates. I can't wait to see him in concert. Listen, join me this weekend over at Scooter's. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get there. But if I don't, I'm going to be at one of his concerts coming up. But Scooter's is a great place to see him. I want to do a quick shout-out and thank all my guests for coming on the show, for giving me the time. And especially to Dawn Cobell, who's the general manager, the senior development manager at Girls in the Game. What a great non-for-profit they are. Tina Lilly over at Garen Prep. Laugh Fest coming up February 7th. That's going to be a blast. Ty Bates, oh, my God, what can I say? He's such a great country artist. Speaking of country, the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring the Kankakee Barbecue Fest. That's July 9th, 10th, and 11th. So mark your calendars for that. Vanilla Ice is back, baby. You didn't see the video of me dancing on stage with Vanilla. Maybe this year. Maybe this year we'll bring it out. I want to shout out to my two of my great sponsors of the show, the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for the Naperville community and beyond. Check out NapervilleParks.org. And to Dan Pope Family Dental, home of the One Visit Smile. In just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dan Pope uses 3D CAD/CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Check out PopeFamilyDental.com. Two more things, folks. Hang in there with me. I really appreciate it. We've had a great show today, but we've got some great charity events coming up that the Dolly McCarthy Show is a part of and sponsoring and helping to spread the word on these great causes. The Secaucus Kane County's Children's Champion Celebration. It's a black and white diamond ball. Oh, my God. We're going to be bringing on the bling, ladies and gentlemen. This is Saturday, March 7th, 2015, at the Q Center in St. Charles. As you know, CASA, we've talked about them many times on the show. It was established back in 1988. It supports and represents the best interests of over 550 probate and abused or neglected children within the Kane County Juvenile Court System. So please join me on Saturday, March 7th. At the Q Center in St. Charles to support CASA Kane County. We all got to be advocates for our children, and I couldn't believe and support a better group of people over there. Here we go. One last thing. Oh, my God. This is so exciting. It's that time of year again. Come dodge, duck, dip, and dive to raise money for the Les Turner ALS Foundation at the 4th Annual Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Disease Dodgeball Tournament. This tournament is being held Friday, February 27th at Naperville North High School here out here. That makes sense. In Naperville, Illinois, there is a 50-team maximum across three divisions, junior high, high school, and adult. Get your teams together quickly to reserve your spot. For more information on team registration, volunteer opportunities, or to make a donation, or just to come and visit the event, check out dodginforlougehrig.com, and we hope to see you there. I'll be there singing. No, I'm not going to be singing. I'm going to be emceeing, but guess what? An amazing announcement. You're hearing it right now. Wayne Messmer, our great friend Wayne Messmer, who sings the national anthem at Wrigley thousands of times at the United Center for Blackhawk games. Wayne Messmer is going to be singing the national anthem at this event. If you've never seen Wayne singing the national anthem in person, you don't want to miss it here. And I think the tickets are only $5 or $10 to get in. Not a bad thing. It all goes to charity for the ALS Les Turner Foundation. Thanks to everybody today. Thanks so much to my listeners for listening to the show. What a great time we've had. And as you know, I like to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please, if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. I try to have a lot of fun in my life. And when you follow me on those things and you like it, you get free stuff. If you pay attention, I'm giving away stuff. And we give away lots of laughs. on this show too. So don't miss out. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks again to all my guests. I keep saying thank you. I'm so very, very grateful. So very blessed. This is such a great thing to do. And if you have a charity, this radio show is just a blessing to me. If you have a charity you want featured on this show, please contact me at dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com or send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. And I would love to hear about your not-for-profit or your group or some extraordinary, ordinary person that's making a difference in our community. Thanks, everybody, so much for listening. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to end the show with that song, Runnin' by Ty Bates, because I'm obsessed with it. And next week, I'm going to play Sugar for you because I'm obsessed with that song, too. I keep playing. I think I played it all day long in the car yesterday. Yes. It's that good of a song. So check out Ty Bates, Runnin'. And thanks, everybody, again, for listening to the show. Really appreciate your support. Have a good week. Bye-bye now.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And I'm running. Ty Bates, running.
Hold my hand. Tell me you love me once in a while. You're thinking of me. Can't live without my kiss, without my loving on your lips. She left the keys by the front door with not a word. She said it all before. Didn't see the warnings of a woman who was letting me know she was moving on.
So good, I got you.